Beginning Friday, August 14th, for 1 week only, the Landmark Midtown will be showing one of the greatest trilogies in the history of international film. I'm speaking of the Bengali director Shatrujit Rai's Apu trilogy, released from the mid to late 1950s. The occasion is the miraculous restoration of the three films after a fire destroyed much of their negatives. Nowadays, when we think of Indian cinema, we think of Bollywood, which produces the joyful, lengthy action films and romances full of song and dance and playback singing. But this is only a part of Indian film. Rai's work mined a completely different stream of cinema, one of low-key realism, exploring the severe poverty of rural Bengal through the story of Apu's family and his growth into manhood. The trilogy counts among its fans Martin Scorsese, Ilya Kazan, Wes Anderson, and Danny Boyle. Lines stood around the block to see it recently at New York's Film Forum. All the Atlanta cinephiles I know cannot wait to see it in this new restoration. Rai himself came to movies indirectly. He studied painting, a skill that manifests itself in the stunning shot compositions of his films. He read widely in Indian and Western literature. He learned of world film history via film clubs in Calcutta and London. In the latter city, he discovered the work of neorealism, specifically Vittorio De Sica's The Bicycle Thieves. Rai also spent time getting to know the French master Jean Renoir, when Renoir scouted locations in Bengal for his 1951 film, The River. Rai himself stumbled into becoming a film director. It took him 4 years and many stops and starts, because of financing shortages, to complete his first film. By the time of his last film, in 1991, he had directed 29 feature-length films. In 1992, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences gave him an honorary award for, quote, his rare mastery of the art of motion pictures and for his profound humanitarian outlook, which has had an indelible influence on filmmakers and audiences throughout the world. The three films that make up the Apu trilogy were adopted from two major novels. The first, Parte Pachali, The Song of the Little Road, is from a novel of the same name and tells the story of Apu and his family as they struggle to survive. His father cannot find work, and there's barely enough food to feed Apu, his sister, his mother, and their 82-year-old auntie. The family endures much sorrow, but the film focuses on the force of family ties and the beauty of nature. One standout sequence finds Apu and his older sister running through a field of tall flowers to see, for the first time in his life, a railroad train chugging through the countryside. The trilogy continues with the Parajito, The Unvanquished, from 1956, as the family moves to the city of Benares, where the father, who aspires to be a novelist, finds just a bit of work. Life in this small riverside city brings new experiences, joys, and hardships to Apu and his family. And Apu proves himself a strong student who promises to realize his father's dreams of a literary career. The film is a poignant portrait of the growing distance between a child and his parents. In the third title, The World of Apu, or Apu Sansar, Apu is an unemployed college graduate in Calcutta and fretting about his place in the world. When extraordinary circumstances compel him to marry a woman he has never met, the film proceeds with what the New Yorker film critic Richard Brody has precisely described as, quote, one of the cinema's most delicate depictions of young married love. The hallmarks of Rai's style are beautiful compositions, long takes on characters that register their response to their lives, often harsh but often joyful circumstances, and meticulous staging and acting, which Rai elicited from non-professionals, including the four children and men who play Apu. This is all contained in Rai's generous, all-understanding humanism, which accepts without judgment, or at most gentle mocking, his character's most selfish moments. You can think of the three films as a trilogy version of Richard Linklater's extraordinary boyhood. These films chart a marvelous coming-of-age experience, and as they progress, we, the audience, view director-writer Rai's growing assurance as a filmmaker. Richard Brody wrote of the trilogy, "It's the story of nothing less than the awakening of a soul, the rise of an artistic vocation, and a young man's confrontation with the grave responsibilities of life. Watching them is an uplifting, sometimes spiritual experience, for they are three of the most moving and beautiful films ever made, which open our eyes alongside Apu's for life's new possibilities."